from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. It is, in fact, a shout-out Friday. We've been rolling through these shout-outs all day long from the 904. Shout-out to Bassick. He's obviously good with baseball, but also basketball, football, and professional sports in general.
Oh,
that's
man.
From Ed in Denton.
Thanks, Ed. Is he too tall?
I will have to I'll have to look into that.
I added two more tables in the break. There's one by the front door, like as you walk in, you put your keys on it, and there's one behind the couch. Do those count as tables? Like we're not eating at them, but sometimes I sit my drinks on them and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think you necessarily have to eat.
I guess we have three, to be honest. We have a dinner, like a dining room table, and we have the coffee table.
Yeah,
that my wife. It's just like a big like platter thing with decorations
Gold-plated, in it.
And then we have another table.
I got six.
Another coffee table
at this point.
So Corey's really lording
it over. And then my work table.
I know, see,
and then I got a table in the patio outside.
Oh,
we got
my God.
We got two tables out there. So
a couple more quick shout outs from the 214. Shout out to 105.3 The Fan and Sean and RJ. After 2 years of trying to win tickets, I won Cat Williams tickets. Thank you very much. And then shout out to my little nephew, Hudson. He received the golden ticket for his first week in school and got shouted out on the morning announcement.
He's going to Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Let's go, Hudson.
Nice.
Now, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors and a special guest.
We got Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com.
Kyle Yeomans.
Hey, thank you very much. Kyle, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, guys. It's almost like it's Christmas Eve, but not just quite Christmas Eve yet because football's so close.
It is very close.
Meaningful, legitimate football. I mean, North Texas starts next week. Got the Cowboys' final preseason game tomorrow. It just feels right. It feels like we're back.
Then why did you describe it as though something terrible is about to happen to you? You sound very downtrodden when you talk about how excited you are.
Well, that might just be the lack of sleep from having to deal with triplets, Kevin. That might just be the fact that my energy is lower than it normally would be. Do you want me to like yell? I mean, I can like maybe.
No, no.
We had a lot of that in the last hour. We don't need it.
Oh, sick. Oh, good. Yeah, I'm sure you guys have been pretty busy here on a shout out Friday.
How many? Yes, shout out Friday is always a busy day. How many changing tables do y'all have? Do y'all just have the one changing table, or do y'all have multiple?
That's a quality question.
So we've got, that is a great question. We've got one changing table like across the board. That's like the permanent one. And then we've got like two or three changing pads that are like just ready to go dual welding at any point, you know, like just make it happen. So yeah, just the one for now.
I think I seriously think this, you should write a book and all the differences between what having triplets is like versus what every other like one child parent has like.
Okay. Can he write a second book? Hear me out.
What?
Kyle, I'm not kidding.
He's got to write the first one first,
I know,
Kevin.
But hear me out. I think this would be a huge book. It's called The Triplets, and you vary every other chapter. So you start with your kiddos, and then chapter two is about Troy, Emmett, and Michael. And then you go back to your kids, and then you go back to the Cowboys. And so you continue your narrative all the way through, but every other chapter switches the perspective between your babies and the 90s Cowboys.
I can make that happen.
I think we got something here.
I think we're cooking with an idea, and it's funny because during the media party this year, I got to talk with Troy for a little bit, and I told him about the triplets, like my triplets. So he knows about him. Last year during the playoff run, I talked with Michael Irvin about him. The only triplet that I, that doesn't know about my triplets now is Emmett. I haven't been able to talk to Emmett since then. So I think we could intertwine something. Maybe that'll be like the introductory chapter. Kevin, you can write like the foreword, and then we can get like Troy to write the prologue. It'll be
so
phenomenal.
Well, and we can find Emmett for you every year. He brings us a bottle of Herradura at the Super Bowl. So we'll just say, hey, Emmett, you need to talk to our friend Kyle over here. Hey,
just have him on the C block one Friday, at 1 a.m.
That's my favorite time to have him on. All right, so I'm looking at this weekend as football is upon us. I'm looking at this Saturday game. I'm curious, Israel Mukwamu's like place on this team. Where does he stand here?
Yeah, he's kind of. I think at this point it's very similar to what Nashon Wright was going through. I mean, he's been around the program with Dan Quinn. He was a Dan Quinn guy, the lengthy corner, the guy who has a little bit of position flex going back and forth between corner and safety. I've always been a proponent, a big encourager of putting him back at the cornerback spot. I think he's more comfortable there. I think he's better suited there. I think Dan Quinn would have utilized him there better along the way. And it looked like in the early parts of practice before he suffered a little setback from a minor injury that he was heading in that direction, but he wasn't able to continue that momentum throughout the entire preseason and through the training camp practices. So I don't know where it is. I think he and Nashon and Eric Scott Jr. entered training camp under the microscope. Of course, Nashon Wright has already been traded. Eric Scott Jr. has maybe one more opportunity to show out because the guys around them are just playing better. Andrew Booth had a nice game against the Raiders. The guy that Nashon Wright was traded for a couple weeks ago. I really liked some of the things that he did, both on special teams and then on the boundary as well. Kalen Carson, a fifth-round pick this past year, has been fantastic. We've talked about him a couple times in this segment. But I think when you look at Mike Zimmer and the way that he's going to utilize this defense, he needs more linebackers, so they'll probably go short in terms of corners. They'll carry less corners on the roster, at least initially, in order to do so. So Izzy Mukwamu is on the bubble. He's trying to find his way onto this roster. And if he can't, maybe he's a practice squad guy, or maybe somebody else picks him up off of waivers whenever the cutdown happens on Tuesday. But I just think there's a long way to go for him and Eric Scott Jr. to make this team at least comfortably going into the weekend.
On the offensive side, specifically for the construction of this Cowboys team, if they go six wide receivers, does that automatically mean there will not be four tight ends? And I guess vice versa.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Do you count Hunter Lipke as a tight end in that scenario?
No, I do not.
You're going to. Okay, so then I think you'll see three tight ends.
Okay.
Because they will go with six receivers, including Turpin on the receiving side. So I don't think. Because you're putting Lipke with the running backs, right?
Correct.
There's probably going to be three or four running backs.
Yeah.
He probably would be the fourth.
Fourth,
I would assume. Yeah. So I think you'll see three tight ends. I think it's going to be a conversation. I mean, Ferguson and Schoonmaker are going to make the team because of the investment that they've made in Schoonmaker. And then, of course, Jake Ferguson and what he's done. Then that third tight end spot is completely up for grabs. Peyton Hendershot's on the bubble. John Stephen Jr. is on the bubble. Brevin Spanford, I think, is a guy that they would love to keep around.
Yes.
Especially for some special teams work, too. I don't know if it's completely out of the question that they take four guys, but I think they're taking six wide receivers. So if they're going to try and make up a spot elsewhere, it's probably going to be three tight ends, and you're going to have to roll with it and make some really tough decisions.
All right, to go along with that, you just mentioned somebody who's on the bubble, Peyton Hendershot. Do you think it would be out of turn if I said it feels like he's slipped off the bubble and like he's no longer the last four out? He's like part of the next four out.
Oh, well, we're going into March Madness.
Yeah, yeah. That's the best analogy I could think of.
No, that's pretty good. I liked it. The thing with Hendershot is it's taken he's had to do it with limited reps because he had to sit out because of an injury in that first preseason game. Wasn't very active in the second preseason game. I mean, going into the year, it was tough for me to see Peyton Hendershot making the roster, period. I think he's done enough, at least through practices, to be close to the bubble. Like you said, he may not be in the field of 64, as we're talking about it in March Madness terms. Maybe we could say field of 53. We'll say it that way. He may not be in that field and may not be on the active roster, but he certainly still has a chance. One or two big plays is all it would take, because this coaching staff and this team does like Peyton Hendershot, and they've liked what they've seen over the last couple years. But at the end of the day, it is a numbers conversation, and that's all it is it's numbers and investment. And a lot of times teams will go with what they've invested in, which in this case, they're all undrafted free agents. John Stevens Jr., Peyton Hendershot, and the one that's been invested in most as an undrafted free agent was the contract that Brevin Spann-Ford signed this past offseason. So I do think he's behind the eight ball a little bit, but is his fate already shipped out and sealed? I don't think so. I think he still has some ways to improve.
Will a running back make or be cut from this team based on what happens Saturday?
Oh, man. I think there's a chance for that. Somebody can certainly make the roster. I don't know if anybody's going to be cut because of something that happens tomorrow.
Okay.
I think if let's say Deuce Vaughn goes off and he has a phenomenal game, he can make this roster on the 53-man immediately in that regard. Not to say he's maybe on the outside looking in here, but I think he's another guy that there's a tough decision going to be made with him and Lipke, Royce Freeman, Ezekiel Elliott, Snoop Connor. They like him too. He would have to really show out. Snoop Connor in the same way. I think he would have to show out in order to make the roster straight up at the 53-man too. So, sure, I think they can make the roster. If they're going to get cut, I think they're going to get cut already. I think that decision's probably made, and now this is an opportunity for these guys to show out and try out for the other 31 teams or to try and solidify a spot on a practice squad somewhere. So, it's always a possibility going into that final preseason game, but still a lot to be decided in that running back room.
Switching gears just a little bit, I have to admit, I'm very surprised the CeeDee Lamb deal hasn't gotten done yet. What's your personal kind of drop-dead point that you're like, if it's not done by then, I'll believe he will miss a game? Because I understand, I think most of the Cowboys fandom still thinks he'll be there for the opener.
Yeah, and I'm part of that. I think he'll still be there. That's a lot of fines and a lot of missed time that he's going to have to have the confidence that the front office will waive if he's just going to continue missing games. I mean, each time he misses a preseason game, he's fined $1 million. I mean, it's straight up a
regular season game.
Even preseason games, because it's 1/18th of your contract and he's getting paid $18 million. So every time he misses a preseason game, it's $1 million too. So it's been $2 million already on the board. It would be $3 million tomorrow. Of course, he is not going to be there unless something miraculous happens. And then, of course, whenever they get to the regular season side of things, that happens too. So at least that's my understanding of the rule. I've been wrong before, but the last time I looked it up, he's being fined for each practice that he misses and significantly further for each preseason game that he misses as well. So I do think he will be there for September 8th. And I think he does have some confidence that the Cowboys would waive that if a deal is reached between now and then. But I still am surprised that it's there. And then you asked about a drop-dead date. I still think that drop-dead date is probably next week. And we had talked about this, I think, 2 weeks ago. You asked me, like, when is your confidence level waning on him getting ramped up the right way?
Yeah.
And I said it was when the team got back to Dallas, when the team gets back to Frisco. And of course they landed back in Frisco today. So I think from this point forward, every day that he misses is another opportunity to ramp up the right way and be ready for that September 8th opener. Do I still think he's on the roster and he's still on the field for that time? Yes, I do. But every day that passes from here on out, I think both sides are probably finally starting to see a digression on what they probably want to see.
From the 214, I just pre-ordered the triplet book online.
Yes.
Cannot wait. So, Kyle, they're already
getting telling you, we got a hit on our hands.
It, dude, that's a New York Times bestseller waiting to happen. I love it.
There you go. You and Stephen King right at the top of the list. All right, man. Thanks a lot for joining us today. We will talk again with you next week, man.
Yep. Sounds good, guys. I'll have a rough draft to you in your inbox by Thursday so you can read it going into Friday.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome.
Awesome. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.